Hey, and good evening, and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard. I am coming to you from it's been a beautiful day here at the Radio Ranch this Thursday, August 17th, 2017. That's 8-17-17 for you people that like the numbers and the numerology. But we're coming to you and from the Radio Ranch. Hey, we're hopefully out of that rainy season a little bit, and it seems like things are drying out. We might even get some hay cut next week, but hope you're having a blessed day, and hope you had a blessed day. And we better go to our Heavenly Father before we go any further in this Thursday night program. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day and for this opportunity that you give us to be here at the Radio Ranch microphone. Lord, I thank you for all that you have put before us, Lord, both the we know it is all blessings, Lord. Some we look at as good, and some, Lord, we look at as trials and tribulations. And Lord, we thank you for both. Help us to do that. Help us to thank you, Lord, in the good times. Lord, help us to also thank you when, Lord, when we don't feel like it. Father, help us to thank you when it doesn't come to mind, Lord. Forgive us when it doesn't. But help us to do so anyway. Help us to forgive those that have come against us, Lord, so that you can forgive us. But help us to praise you always, Lord. We see, Lord, signs coming in the heavens. We see, Lord, the signs here on earth. Oh, Father, help us, help your people to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, Lord, the signs and the things that are happening about us. Help us to see them for what they are, and help your people to be ready. To be ready, Lord. Ready to face the coming day. Lord, we know that we can do that with you when we are clothed in Christ. We thank you for opening our eyes and showing us the importance of baptism, the importance of repentance in obedience to your word. Father, help us to show others. Help us to bring others into the fold, Father. But Lord, let us do it by proclaiming truth, Father, and not by compromising, not by being acceptant of sin, but, Lord, calling it for what it is. Sin is sin, no matter who's doing it. Help us to do that, Lord, and help others to see. And, Lord, we pray for repentance among your people. We pray for a revival in the land. Lord, not a revival to the right, but a revival to you, a revival back to Jesus Christ, the God of our fathers. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to be here. And I pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct my thoughts and words that go out on the airwaves, that, Lord, they would be a blessing to you. And, Lord, they would be edifying to your people. And I thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, weather still all over. I guess the flooding we talked about last week down in New Orleans is being that it was just from some summer storms, no hurricane or anything, but it seems to have subsided, so that's a good thing. And haven't seen any major storms or heard from any of the remnant over the past few days, so that is a good thing. We got a note, we did get some nice rain for the brethren over in Nebraska, some much-needed rain, so we thank you, Lord, for that. And maybe we're moving into a week or two of some dry. We certainly need to get some hay cut. And I noticed my neighbor across the street, he started cutting his hay today. And so it's getting to be that season as well. If you got our Volume 5 Dragon Slayer newsletter, it's posted at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And we also mailed it out. Oh, it's been a few weeks ago. We've got our Volume 6, hopefully, going to the printer tomorrow, and that means Jason will start printing it. That's going to the printer here at the ministry. But in Volume 5, the last Dragon Slayer that we got out, one of the articles was entitled Signs, and I've had several phone calls and comments on it, and it's referencing to, first and foremost, the full solar eclipse that's occurring Monday. And so I thought we'd just touch base on it. I'm going to do my best to talk a little bit about it Sunday morning as well from the church. So I'd appreciate your prayers and, and hope you'll join us there. But there is a full solar eclipse forecast for Monday, August 21st for the United States. And of course, an eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun, and partially or totally obscuring the image of the Sun when you see it from here on the Earth. And again, it's the moon comes between the Earth and the Sun, and it'll block out or eclipse the light from the Sun for a time. Now, this 2017 eclipse is kind of interesting. We John had some comments on it. I thought were pretty interesting Saturday morning with coffee. The ways the number 33 kept repeating itself in this path of how this solar eclipse is going on. An interesting thing about this is this solar eclipse, it is only hitting the continental United States. That is only the only continent of the Earth, you might say, that it is hitting, and it's all the way across. It is from West Coast to East Coast, and we know that. Oregon is expecting over 1 million people to visit just to watch the eclipse. Nashville expecting, I think, 75,000 just overnight, in addition to its normal tourism trade. And I've seen some news reports. Wyoming, we only have a population of about 500,000 people, and we're expecting to double that. They're saying they may be 600,000 people visit Wyoming alone, more than doubling our state's population to observe this 2.5-3 minute eclipse as it goes across the country. So that's coming up Monday. Don't know if you've planned to travel. There's about 12 million people that are that live in the path of what they call the path of totality, where it'll be a complete solar eclipse. And expecting maybe that many people to travel and visit. So if you are going to travel, a couple of words of advice, you know, pack your bag early. Make sure your vehicle's full of fuel. Take food and water with you. Don't expect to be able to buy those things necessarily on the way. If you can, if the stores have them, there's going to be a long line. We also mentioned in the article that there is another solar eclipse forecast for the United States 7 years later on Monday, April 8th, 2024. Now, that's 7 years from now, and you've probably seen some of the maps. Maybe you haven't, but I think we put a note in here. We did on page 13 of the Dragon Slayer newsletter of the paths that these two solar eclipses make. And it basically, folks, it draws a big old X right on the United States, and they cross right there in southern Illinois. I think Carbondale, if I have that right, but they're in southern Illinois. And so it's awful interesting. And we know back from Genesis 1:14, we can say what we want about eclipses and comets and stars and things like that. They happen. And before we read in Genesis 1:14, the thought occurs to me that the reason that we know there is a solar eclipse coming, and the reason we know that there is another one 7 years later, is because our God is a God of order. He put things in order when he created this earth and before. We have to remember that sometimes, that our God is the God of the universe. He is the God of all, the one and only real and true and living, capital G, God. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we get tied up with what's going on at work and with what's going on with the family, and vacation's coming up, and summer's almost over, and school's almost back in, and boy, they had a mess over there in Europe, and my job, I don't know what's going on there. And we can get so tied up, and we are to live life. Now, we have to live life. That there's no doubt about that. But we have to remember, let's not get so tied up and so caught up that we don't remember that that God is in control, and that we're able to map out and plan out and plot out these solar eclipses and the path of the stars and how they align and how they were aligned thousands of years ago and how they will be aligned if we make it into the future, but how and when how they will be aligned when, because God is a God of order. And God has order even to the stars, even to the movement of the earth. Oh, there might be a slight variation in how we count time, but it's perfect in how God counts time. And so I just wanted to get that point out. We must remember that God is a God of order. And so Genesis 1:14. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." And so we see that we're able to count our days and years and seasons by the movement of the stars and the moon and the sun, because that's what they're for. And it also, the first thing says, for signs. And so we first and foremost, we have to realize, and we should be ready, willing, and able to tell others, that this solar eclipse, of course, is set in motion by God, who made these things and who caused it to be. Now, in Jeremiah 10, we're told, "Do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them." And so I hope you see this biblical distinction in Jeremiah 10. That's verses 1 through 3, kind of a quick summary. But there is a distinction. God telling his people that don't be terrified of these signs, but don't be like all the other nations, and don't be terrified of these signs like they will be terrified. Now, don't see much terrifying or much terror in the minds of the people based on this solar eclipse. Everybody is looking at it, well, it's just normal. It's not a big deal. It's just a regular thing. Well, that's fine. That's how it is today. But we are still told not to learn the ways of the nations. And we are told not to be terrified of them. As a matter of fact, it seems like the cities that are in the path of totality are throwing a party. They're welcoming, come one, come all. They're just welcoming everybody to come and to enjoy their town, enjoy their city, and just have a blast. Kind of reminds me of as it was in Noah's day when they were eating and drinking and making merry. And then the rain came. So, not saying that this eclipse is bringing that type of rain or destruction with it. But folks, we are to be ready. We are to be ready. These signs, the sign of this eclipse, if nothing else, it should just be a, or it could just be a, well, just, you know, a note from God saying, "Hey, I'm still here. I'm still in control. And I'm causing this perfect alignment in your land." Oh, and it is. We will see how it goes. But you know, there is a it's a type of a shadow that's going to be across the land, whether it's they call it I've heard it referenced to being a dark sun rising. Even though the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, it's going to almost be the opposite, because it's going to be a dark shadow of the moon moving from west to east. And so it's almost like a backward sun or a black sun. But it is going to be a shadow crossing the land. But that's what it'll be. That's what it'll be. So don't be terrified about it. If you do, or if you are going to travel to be in the area of totality, hey, pack plenty of food and water. It might take you an extra day to get home. And make sure you have plenty plenty of food and fuel with you when you travel, because it might be crowded on the roads. I saw some news reports earlier today that our interstates move from south to north, people like Colorado that will be traveling up over the weekend to stay, and especially early Monday morning, to get north far enough to view the total eclipse. Interstate 25, Highway 287, they're expecting them to be parking lots. And that's out here in the sparse west. I can only imagine what it's going to be like across the other states for people driving. And so just plan ahead, folks, and be forewarned. And remember, we also read about great signs from heaven in Luke 21. I encourage you to read Luke 21, verses 9 through 13, especially verse 13, because it says, there will be great signs from heaven. And verse 13 says, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. And so, you know, this solar eclipse is not the only sign. There's an alignment of the stars. Don't have time this evening to get all into that. It's in our newsletter. We even put a picture in there of it. Thought that was pretty interesting. But as we go into a period of these signs from heaven, remember that God put them there, and that, as it says in Luke 21:13, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So have your testimony ready. Be confident in that. Doesn't mean you have to practice in front of the mirror, but be ready. Be ready. People, we've heard it before. We heard it from our pastor that the day is coming that the people will again, the masses will seek out truth. And we need to be there to have our testimony ready. We need to be sure that we know our word well enough to be able to explain why these things are happening, not just solar eclipses, but why these, as it says, wars and disturbances, earthquakes, plagues, famines. We see that happening all over the, not necessarily in the country, although we are seeing some of these things in this country, but all over the world. We had an earthquake just 2 weeks ago, I think it was, on the Hope is Alive program. Pastor Cox mentioned it at the end of the Hope is Alive program a couple weeks ago. He heard it, felt it, had pictures fall off, get knocked off the wall, and it was quite the earthquake just a couple weeks ago on Wednesday. It leads to an opportunity for our testimony. And remember Revelation 12:11. That is, our testimony is part of the way that we overcome. It is being able to tell others and actually telling and sharing with others. Revelation 12:11 tells us they overcame because of the blood of the Lamb. Absolutely. That is what saves us, because of Jesus making that sacrifice that he made, of being the unblemished Lamb who offered himself and took our place to atone for our sins. Absolutely. That is how we overcome, by the blood of the Lamb. But it goes on and says, and because of the word of their testimony. And that's the same word there that we read in Luke 21:13. And so your testimony, you don't have to have the catechisms memorized. No, it's just that you know who your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, and you know what he does for us, and that we're not ashamed of him, and that we claim him. And so don't be ashamed. But you can think about that. Well, what would be my testimony? Well, it could be a testimony of praise. It could be a testimony of praise where, we put out and say how God has blessed us, how God has saved us, how God has protected us, how God allows the freedoms, what freedoms we have, and why. But let's make sure we do have a testimony. We are being presented with opportunities for our testimony, for opportunities to share with others. Really didn't intend on staying the first whole half of the program on this. My apologies, but it is kind of current, and it is kind of a big deal coming up on Monday. Again, another opportunity for our testimony, an opportunity to tell others of the God that created, of the God that back in Genesis 1 said that the stars are for signs, and that we're not to be terrified of them, and that we're to believe his signs as well. Anyway, so if you're driving, hope you didn't have a Hertz rental. We talked about that a little bit on, I think, on Saturday morning. Let's see. My hope for Saturday, or for Monday, Psalm 65:8, and we'll close out this little portion on signs with this. But Psalm 65:8 says, "They who dwell in the ends of the earth stand in awe of thy signs." And that is my hope. That's my hope for Monday. My hope is that when the people see and experience and are in the dark, you might say, that when they see that the sun is brought to darkness, that they are in awe of the works of God. That is my hope. That is my hope. Well, boy, I don't know if you can hear the phone ringing in the background. And I don't know if I'm going to get the phone lines open here. That's the office phone. Somebody's calling late. But lots going in. Lots going on today. Going to talk a little bit about the Bible reading plan, I hope, too. It's Proverbs 17 and 18 today. Today being Thursday, August 17th. And hopefully we'll get to that. But, you know, I picked a song out today in response to this all this going on in Charlottesville and what's come of it. So let's play it. We'll be back right after this.
Was talking sometime back at the Radio Ranch campfire microphone to an old friend, a true Southern gentleman and historian, Richard Hoskins. He was a-talking of a time many years ago when his regiment was bivouacked on an old Civil War battlefield.
You couldn't sleep in it because it was wet, and we were wet, and we were cold, and there was a breeze blowing. So the band got right close to where the tents were and everything. All of a sudden, they broke out, bum 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 bum. And the men broke out cheering. I've never heard the rebel yell. If you're not a rebel, you haven't heard a rebel yell. And if you haven't been in the army, you haven't heard it. But I've heard it in our regiment long 50, 60 years ago. But the rebel yell, oh man, it sings mile after mile over the hills. And the rebel yells were everywhere. And everybody was jumping up and down, and nobody was cold. Everybody's heart was in their mouth, and I'll declare, I think they'd have gone to hell if we had given the orders to go to do it. There's nothing like music, and there's nothing like Dixie.
That Southern ballad was not sung in vain then, nor is it now, as Christian soldiers sing the Dixie melody to the King.
I wish that we had not forgotten the Son of God, His only begotten. Look away, look away from your sin. Look away. I was born again through the blood of Jesus, baptized and redeemed from sin. Look away, look away from your sin, America. I pray for America. Repent, repent. America is chosen. Blessed by God's mighty hand. Look away, look away. America from sin. Look away, look away. America from sin.
And God's great plan to take a stand, to live or die by His command. Look away. In Jesus' name, look away, look away from your sin, America. I pray for America, repent, repent. America, His chosen land, blessed by God's mighty hand. Look away, look away, America from sin. Of perdition, look away, look away from your sin, look away. All our enemies soon to fall, sons of hell, we warn you all, look away, look away from your sin, America. I pray for America, repent, repent. America, His chosen land, blessed by God's mighty hand. Look away. America from sin, look away, America from sin. In Jesus' name, all things I can, raise up, Lord, your mighty men. Look away from your sin, look away. The strong, the weak, the young, the old, through Jesus Christ, we're strong and bold. Look away from your sin. America, repent, repent. America, His chosen land, blessed by God's mighty hand. Look away, look away. America from sin. Look away, look away. America from sin.
I'll declare, I think they're going to hell if we've given the orders to do it. To do it. There's nothing like music, and there's nothing like it.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but I'm from the South, and I like that. And there is nothing like Dixie. It talks of a heritage. It talks of who we are, where we came from. It talks of honor. It reminds me of yes, sir, and no, sir. And yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. But see, that's when it's apart from the Word, well, then it's going to be apart from us. And that's what we're seeing, this fiasco that has come out of Charlottesville. I didn't even really want to get into it, but it just is in the... You hear it on every radio station. You hear it on the news, and what a fiasco it is. But I've got a couple other statistics, and I think everybody knows. There was some violence in Charlottesville, the alternate right, and the KKK and the white people. They got their permits, and they got the okay to hold a rally. But no, that's not good enough for the left and for the alternate left and for the Soros and the Black Lives Matter. And then there was a clash, and it was from the police's fault, see, because they herded the whites right into them and back and forth. And all that is true, and it was filthy. Oh, it's filthy what happened. It absolutely was. And this guy crashes his car into a crowd, injures a bunch of people, kills this one person. Yeah, I'm sure you've all heard it from all the news stories and over the last week. I'm tired of hearing it. I don't want to talk about it. So there's a bunch injured and one killed in Charlottesville. Oh my gosh, we need to have a we'll have to have a national holiday to remember whoever it was that was killed. I don't remember who it was. But did you know, let me share a couple other statistics with you here. We're just a little over halfway through the calendar year of 2017. But did you know in Chicago, you know, we had the July 4th holiday here not too long ago, and everybody liked it. Nice, super long weekend. I think, the 4th was on a Tuesday, so that gave everybody a real long weekend that, the mainstream America. But did you know that 15 people were killed and 86 people were injured over the July 4th weekend in Chicago alone? Just Chicago. Not Charlottesville. Not Detroit. But just Chicago. We'll talk about Detroit in a second. You know, nobody's... I haven't seen anything about these 15 people that were killed. Anybody asking their mom or dad to come up and give a eulogy and to speak? And I don't know, did CNN and MSNBC offer invitations to the parents of these 15 people that were killed in Chicago? I didn't hear anything about that. And Detroit had 300 killings last year, and they've had 66 in the first quarter of this year. That was the latest statistics I could find today. Detroit, 66 people killed in the first 3 months of this year. 66 people. Where are the CNN interviews? Where's the outcry, folks? Where's the news stories? Where's the research on the killers of these people? Where's the photo showing the killers here and there, and where are the interviews with the killers' teachers from when they were in high school? And where's the reports that the killers of the 15 people in Chicago over the weekend of July 4th and the killers of the 66 people in Detroit? Where's the medical the medical records showing if they're schizophrenic or not? Where's the medical records of the killers here of these 80 people? Where's the military records showing what kind of people they are? Where's the interviews with their teachers saying, well, you know, he always kept to himself. Never knew him. Where? On the other 90 killed. I don't see them. In Memphis. Boy, if you live in Memphis. Whew, there have been 90 gun killings. People just shot down in cold blood in Memphis, Tennessee, 90 so far this year. 90. Where are the interviews? Where's the outrage? Where's the left? Where's the CNN? Oh, I don't mean to demean the one death in Charlottesville by any means, okay? I saw the videos, and it's horrific. And the creature, the filth that did it, well, the Bible's clear with that, what the penalty should be and how things should go. Now, we're not going to do that because we don't follow the Bible, but it is clear. The instructions are there. See, there is a time for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But all we've heard for the last week is about this one death and about the person that did it and how he is tied to he's even got Trump supporting neo-Nazis. How about that? And so I just want you to see, folks, and my prayer is that your eyes are opened. Our pastor has preached and prophesied on this, and Colonel Jack Moore has preached and prophesied on this, and so has Pastor Earl Jones and other speakers at the conferences that this ministry has put on, and we have some tapes and CDs, don't have all of them, but folks, can't you, do you not see it coming true? Do you not see it happening right before your eyes? This wag the dog, this... and again, what this person did was horrific. And it was terrible. But just as... one thing we saw that was different in the news was President Trump saying, no, hold on. Taking a couple days to comment on it in the first place. And then when he came back and he denounced it, and he denounced a lot of things. But when he came and said, you know, wait a minute, now I've seen the videos, and there's blame on both sides. Oh man, you'd have thought he was boiling children alive and eating it on public TV. Of course, that's probably okay for most people. At least on the left in this country, he'd have got less flack for doing that than he did for this. What do you mean, blame on both sides? All of us accusing this person are righteous, and that person is evil, and everything that we say he's associated with is evil. And Trump says, hold on now, there's blame on both sides. Wednesday morning, I don't watch TV, but Wednesday morning was in it at our little Wednesday morning prayer breakfast with a group of men in town, and the restaurant had the TVs on, and I saw that flashed up. Some news morning program, we had the volume down, thankfully, but they flashed it up. Blame on both sides, quotation marks in bold with a question mark on it. Oh my gosh, that! How can he say that? Oh, how insensitive and blah, blah, blah. I hope you see, folks, the agenda that the Antichrist in this land have for God's people. And I hope you see that the tearing down of the monuments and that type of thing, you know, our society is not, well, our society, sometimes it is. We are a visual society. We like to be able to see things. We're told not to have any graven images. I think statues and remembrance is okay. I don't know that we've been having, you know, people bow down and worship and offer up fire to statues of Stonewall Jackson or Robert E. Lee, or maybe they have. But we see that just every vestige of our former, well, the former times here in this country are just being destroyed and taken over. And there's a pattern to it. Hopefully you remember how our news media portrayed this war that we've been in since, at least probably 1991, and 2011 it fired back up. But this perpetual war that we've been in, how when they would have a regime change, I never get that word right, but when they would have a coup or a change of authority, a change of power, that, remember the statues, see, they're one of the things that go. They're one of the things that go. Saw a news report today, there's some so-called black minister in Chicago calling for a renaming of like Washington Park and Jackson Park, that they not be remembered after George Washington anymore, that they not be remembered out of General Jackson anymore, who was a president of the United States, but that they be remembered for Michael Jackson, or that they be remembered for... See, for members of the black community instead of the members of the society who were great men in this country. And it's almost ludicrous, but folks, we've seen it all over the world. We've seen it happen this way. We've seen statues of Stalin and Lenin toppled. And we've seen statues in the Middle East, in Iran and Iraq and places like that, of previous regimes, statues toppled, some good, some bad. We've seen churches that have stood for thousands of years in the Middle East been destroyed because the times have changed. And folks, we're seeing that here. We're seeing that here in the country, in the States. We're seeing these statues being brought down. We're seeing the police standing by while lawlessness reigns and while people are beaten. And see, that's the, praise God, people's eyes are being opened. And they're seeing that for many, the police are there just to, you know, to write it up afterwards, to write tickets and to, oh, maybe we'll get some lawbreakers arrested. But it's not to prevent these things from happening. Boy, that one death in Charlottesville, you'd have thought it was 1,000 people. And does it not pale in comparison to the 90 that have been killed so far in this year in Memphis? Does it not pale to the 66 that were killed in the first 3 months in Detroit? Does it not pale in comparison to the 15 people killed and 86 injured over the July 4th weekend in Chicago, Illinois alone? Does it not? What type of political views, what type of groups were the killers of all those people? See, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That doesn't fit the agenda. You don't hear about the killings in Chicago and Detroit. You don't hear about the black-on-black killings. Talking about killings, how about medical errors? That's the third leading cause of death in the United States now. Don't go to your doctor. That's the third leading cause of death. Oh, you can't convince that of people. The doctors today are gods to the people. Or drug overdose. Drug overdose, both legal and illegal drugs, the leading cause of death in the United States for Americans under 50. Whew. Glad I hit 52 this year. But drug overdoses. The heroin, the white heroin east of the Mississippi, the, what do they call it west, the black tar. You know, I'm ashamed to even know that. The heroin overdoses have a, even Cheyenne, just 45 miles west of us, but the capital of Wyoming. The heroin overdoses is just through the roof. They have even outfitted police officers with this, I forget the name of it, Nortran, something like that, but it's so that when police officers come up on people that have OD'd and are dying, that they can administer this. I think it's a nasal type of spray, and it's supposed to counteract the severe characteristics and the severe things that happen from these opioids. And they're growing like crazy. Police officers are taking them, are having them, much less EMTs and first responders, because it's just epidemic. It's epidemic. That's not what the media is talking about. And this mess in Barcelona, I saw that. I printed out a couple pages. I don't even know if I get to that tonight. ISIS again kills 13, right? It injures what, about 100? Here it is. Barcelona terror attack, 13 dead. Oh, they've arrested a couple of Islamic soldiers, is basically who they are. A Moroccan. Oh, well, how long? How long, people? How long? And it really is, how long, O Lord? How long? So triple-digit deaths just in these three major cities that I mentioned to you so far this year. 13 killed in Barcelona. But the headlines are about this young idiot out in Charlottesville that did what he did. Hope your eyes can be open, folks, to see what is happening. You know, we played that song, had Pastor on it, and Pastor and Paul, and the Honorable Mr. Richard Hoskins. And we carry his books, about four of them. If you're interested, you can contact us. And we've advertised them in the newsletter over the last year or two. And you can see them on the website at scripturesforamerica.org. But we carry them if you're interested in his books. But one of the words, a couple of the words, one of the lines, I guess, is the proper way to say it, of that song is, I wish we had not forgotten the Son of God, His only begotten. And see, that's the problem, folks, in this country, is that we have forgotten God's only begotten, Jesus Christ. That is what this nation was founded on. That is what the Mayflower Compact states, that this nation was founded, was not founded on religious liberty. This country was not founded so that every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and kudzu, and Buddha worshiper, and Islamic radical could come in and worship whatever god they wanted to, however they wanted to. That is not what this country was founded on. The Mayflower Compact was founded on the basis to the glory of God, and that is the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to further the Christian faith. And see, we've strayed from that. We've strayed from that. You know, just as that, there's going to be a dark shadow coming across the land on Monday. Well, you know, it's just following the sin of the land. Because the sin of forgetting Jesus Christ and forgetting who we are as a people. See, that sin, that shadow has already been cast across the land. And we are seeing but the result of it. We are seeing but the result. You've heard it before. Go back and read Deuteronomy 28. You don't even have to read the whole chapter. Just start at verse 15. Okay? Deuteronomy 28 and start at verse 15. And just see how it goes. A people whom you do not know shall eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors. We talk about how, and I can remember my parents, my dad worked from the time he was about 13 years old and basically until the day he died. And he worked and he paid in for Social Security and Medicare and all that. And his Social Security retirement was maybe a few hundred dollars, maybe $600-$700. It's been years ago. Maybe $700 a month was what he got back as investing in Social Security and stuff. You know, folks, when these illegal aliens, these people who we do not know, illegally in this country, present themselves for aid, you know, they get $1,500-$1,600 a month, just in housing assistance. $500 or $600, depending on how many children they have. Maybe that much a week on food assistance. Now, they haven't worked here every day, all their life. They haven't put into this system. But a people whom we do not know has eaten up the produce of the ground and all our labors. It says, the cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce of your ground. And it ain't talking about a little chirping grasshopper. But it references back to the locusts of Joel. They come in. You don't like the stranger in the land, folks? Well, I should have had Chris's song, Blame God, ready. I don't have it. Don't know if I have time today. I think we're about out of time. But the stranger has been sent from God because we have, as the word says, forgotten. We have forgotten God as a nation. We have forgotten His Son as a nation. There is a solution to all this terror in the land and all things like Charlottesville and, Ferguson, remember the riots there just a couple years ago? And you know, the solution is not the alternate right. It's not the KKK. It's not the Vanguard. It's not the conservatives. It's certainly not the left. But it's not just going to church either. It is getting into His Word. It is reading His Word. It is believing His Word. And it is obeying His Word. And repenting. Repenting. And returning to His way. And it starts with each and every one of us. It starts with us judging ourselves and changing ourselves to be more in line with His way. You remember Nineveh? Boy, we're about out of time wrapping up here. But you remember Nineveh? 40 days, and I'm going to destroy it, God said. You tell them. You tell them. And old Jonah told them. And you know Nineveh repented. But God kept His word. About 100 years later, He destroyed it because it was just a few generations later and they turned back to their wicked ways. And these people weren't even Israelites. But it is repent or perish. It is as simple as that. The same old story. Well, folks, I appreciate you tuning in to my ramblings tonight. Sorry we didn't have, couldn't open the phone lines up tonight, but about out of time. Thanks for joining us. And join us Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers, 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. if you're on the East Coast. And then also plan on joining us for church on Sunday morning, starting at 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Eastern, and 10:30 on the East Coast. And you can do that at scripturesforamerica.org. Well, guys, we are out of time, and thanks for joining us. Going to go out with a Mike Platt J song, and we've got his CDs available if you don't have them. And contact us. We'll let you know how to get them. Thanks.
He's the Lord of lords, King of kings. He beat all you ever saw, was in trouble with their loss since the day he was born. Striking the curves, lightning the hills. John said someday that mountain might get up, but the Lord never will. He's making his way. System and doing what his dad said was good. Yeah.